Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. There's an interesting disagreement between WorldNet Daily founder, editor Joseph Farah and Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia and Stephen Ertelt, editor of LifeNews.com in Wyoming. And so we're going to talk through that. Now, Antonin Scalia, Justice Antonin Scalia, is not pro-life. He is not pro-life. He is not pro-life. He is pro-choice. And he affirmed that again this Tuesday night when he spoke in Missouri at a college. And he indicated again, I'll quote to you what he said out of the Columbia Tribune report, he is not pro-life. Well, Joseph Farah of WorldNet Daily, he went ahead and wrote a column on Scalia's comments, and he titled it, Scalia is Wrong About Abortion, and praise God for this column by Joseph Farah, and it's published not in WorldNet Daily, but in Human Events. And what's interesting, at the end of the article, Joseph Farah's article, saying that Scalia is wrong about abortion, Steve Ertelt makes a comment. There are 17 comments online, and the first is from Stephen Ertelt, Cheyenne, Wyoming. He's also the president of Wyoming Right to Life. And where's their website anyway, Wyoming Right to Life? I haven't been able to find that. But he said that he thinks that Joseph Farah is taking Scalia's words out of context. That's not possible. It is not possible, and Stephen Ertelt is functioning as an apologist for the status quo of Republican Party politics because Antonin Scalia has been considered a hero for decades. He's a hero, a Christian, conservative, pro-life hero, and so the fact that he is actually pro-choice, cannot be used against him. It can't be held against him. I mean, I think if Stephen Ertelt, as an investigative reporter, I think if he broke in an abortion clinic and found Antonin Scalia himself performing an abortion, red-handed with blood on him, I think he'd say, oh, he's a pro-life justice. He's just doing research. So we'll get into the quotes here. And I'd like to give out our phone number, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. Yesterday, Planned Parenthood had their pro-choice lobby day. They've been doing this for years. They have it at a church downtown Denver. This was at Central Presbyterian Church. And I attended one of these some years ago, and I went in and was in the event. And they came up to me. I was sitting in the pew of a church right down next to the Capitol, which is a pro-abortion, post-Christian church. And they came up to me and said, you have to leave, and because they knew who I was, and I'm not a supporter of child killers at Planned Parenthood. So I guess I snowed them. I don't know what exactly happened, but I said, actually, this is in a church. The church is a 501c3, and you can't kick me out because of my political views. If you do, the church will risk its 501c3 designation by the IRS, so you might want to talk to the pastor first. So they went and got the pastor. They had a little conference, and they came back and said, well, you can stay, but you better behave yourself. So anyway, but they had an event like this just yesterday, and guess who showed up? The Collaborators Project. Whoa! And you got to see the photos. They're fabulous. And I have an update here, and also, we got a report that Jill Stanek will run these photos on her blog sometime in the next hour, and that will be exciting because you'll want to see these photos, and I'll describe some of them to you. But the pro-aborts who went into this event, you know, they found out the meaning of no child killing with tranquility. And the pro-lifers ended up getting a lot of signatures. And the Truth Truck, the Colorado Right to Life Truth Truck, you should see it in this picture. And it's so perfect because it's just under the name of the church. I don't think churches, you know, they're pro-abort, they're pro-homosexual, but a lot of them get a little uncomfortable because a lot of their members sometimes are not aware of how aggressively they support child killing. And we've gone for years to pro-abort churches, and some of the people who are going into worship are in shock and they leave the church. Sometimes they become Christians. It's pretty cool. Well, this is Central Presbyterian Church, and right under the name of their church is this massive truck with these pictures of aborted children, and it says, courtesy of the Whites Company. Wow, thewhitescompany.com. That's just too much. Thewhitescompany.com. It's all there. And they, of course, are building Auschwitz, the largest abortion clinic in the country, right here in Denver. That's thewhitescompany.com, building Auschwitz for Planned Parenthood. Okay, so that's some of what we're going to cover. The phone number here, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. We got a couple calls. We never, ever play the voicemail messages that people leave for us, but sometimes it just strikes somebody's fancy that we should play one or two. So let's play a couple of them, right? And then we'll continue.
Hey, Bob. It's John Lord. I listened to you probably about 4 years ago, and then I lost track. And I started listening to Savage, and then I listened to the other talk show hosts. I got to tell you, you know, even though I probably disagree with 99.9% of what you say, you are pretty entertaining, and so is Michael Savage. And I hope you're still on the air because you have the right to be. And I hope you can agree, at least with me, on a couple points, that the end of the Bush administration is a good thing for both you and me. Far left, I'm not too far left, but according to you, I probably am, you know, a communist, and far right. So I just wanted to tell you that you should keep up the good work. And
thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, let's hear the next one. That guy, 99.9% of the time, he disagrees.
Hi, my name is Andreas Lextos from Boulder, Colorado. We spoke several months back. Today, I just happened to have caught an episode of Democracy Now, and they were championing and they're putting forth Elliot Spitzer's efforts towards severe pro-life legislation in New York.
Pro-choice.
The same Elliot Spitzer that got caught in a federal prostitution ring today. I was wondering if you were aware of Spitzer's pro-choice efforts and if you would like to, you know, mention some of them on this next week's shows. That would be awesome to let people know that he was also a hardcore pro-choice supporter. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, you're welcome. And a lot of men who want to use women sexually are supportive of abortion. Like college professors want their students, they do what they can to turn young students, freshmen, against God, make them into liberals. Because, you know, after all, they're certainly not going to get very far with them if they're godly young women who love and honor God and are saving themselves for marriage. So men who want to use women, they will turn them against their creator God and God's word, the Bible, and they'll be thrilled if they could convince them that lesbianism and bisexuality is okay and that abortion is okay so that they could use them and not have any kind of an ongoing obligation to the women they use, but just send them to Planned Parenthood to get cleaned out and ready to be used by the next guy. So that's the liberal worldview. on abortion and how it benefits men who like to use women. So that's pretty straightforward. Appreciate the callers. That one caller disagreed 99.9% of the time. They should call in live. You're invited to call in live, sir. 1-800-8-NYART. 1-800-836-9278. So, Stephen Ertel, lifenews.com, he sides with National Right to Life. He's a member of National Right to Life, and he is very much against the personhood effort that is underway. What is it now? About 41,000 signatures in? 41,000 signatures, and we need your help. Please don't slow up. Don't become discouraged. We should be the absolute opposite of discouraged, because I don't know that this has ever been done before. A grassroots effort, a machine, a statewide machine built by the Lord using Cal Zastro and Keith Mason and Christy Burton, the sponsor of Colorado's Personhood Amendment. A grassroots effort with no big money behind them at all, and to get now 41,000 signatures with 7 weeks to go. So that machine has been built, and it's rumbling. It's rolling down the highway, and please be a part of that and get the signatures you can. You could call Colorado Right to Life right now, 303-753-9394, and either ask to get a reservation for Judy Brown's dinner. She's coming in. Colorado Right to Life is hosting her April 4th in Denver. And the campaign is hosting her April 5th, Saturday night in Colorado Springs. It's a $100 a plate dinner. I will be there, and I would love to meet you there. And together we will welcome Judy Brown to Colorado to help us with this personhood effort. Or just call Colorado Right to Life and give a gift, or ask them to send you a blank petition. And let's get these signatures. Okay. So Stephen Ertel, he writes for lifenews.com, and he's against the personhood effort, and he's an apologist for the Republican status quo, basically. So Antonin Scalia, he has to be a pro-life hero because he is. That's it. It doesn't matter if he says he would strike down a law that prohibits abortion in all 50 states, he's still a pro-life hero. Well, how could he be pro-life if he would strike down a law that prohibits abortion in all 50 states? How could he be pro-life? How could he believe that the baby is a person who is made in God's image and has the right to life? How can he believe that if he says he'd strike down the laws and keep abortion legal? He is pro-abortion. Antonin Scalia is pro-abortion, pro-choice. Pro-choice, what is the choice? To kill a child. He's a pro-abort. Okay. So Stephen Ertel reports the story, and he reports it as though he reports it straight, as though it's just news, as though there's nothing shocking in here. Okay, and so here's the story from lifenews.com. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia spoke to students at the University of Central Missouri Tuesday night and told them that abortion isn't found in the Constitution. Now, is that true? Is that true? Abortion is not found in the Constitution. Hey, I wonder if killing Chinese people is found in the Constitution. Is that in the Constitution? I'm going to ask one of my producers. Hey, could you do me a favor? Yeah, look up killing Chinese people in the Constitution. See if it's there. Yeah. Yeah, just pull it up and search. Control F, you know, search. Yeah, is killing Chinese people in the Constitution. Okay, they're going to be looking that up while we continue the show. I don't think that's in there. I don't think it's in the Constitution. I don't think it says anything about killing the elderly, killing toddlers, killing lawyers. I don't think any of that is in the Constitution. No, a law does not have to enumerate every kind of person. God did not say, thou shalt not murder, and then list. Thou shalt not murder men from the tribe of Reuben. Thou shalt not murder men from the tribe of Issachar. Thou shalt not murder men from the tribe of Judah. Thou shalt not murder. How many of the tribes could I name just by listening? Thou shalt not murder men from the tribe of Ephraim or Manasseh. Come on, that's ridiculous. The Constitution doesn't address the slaughter of an innocent child? So then Antonin Scalia is quoted speaking about abortion. He said, quote, "The Constitution doesn't address the subject at all." Not at all. Isn't it amazing? The Constitution, for all of its failures, does state that you can't convict someone of a capital crime unless you bring them before they're accused in the district and let them hear the evidence against them, and they have to be convicted by due process of a capital crime in order to be deprived of life or liberty. So the Constitution doesn't address the subject of killing Chinese people at all, said Antonin Scalia. Oh, wait, no, he was talking about abortion. It is one of the many subjects not in the Constitution, which is therefore left to democracy. How about rape? Is that in the Constitution? Does it say that you can't rape anyone? Does it say that? Pedophilia? Does it say kidnapping is not permitted? So there are fundamental rights, human rights, that are given to us by our Creator, which are inalienable. They can't be negotiated away. They're inalienable. They are not transferable, so you cannot negotiate them away. That also means that National Right to Life doesn't have the authority, nor Antonin Scalia has the authority to trade away, negotiate our fundamental rights from God, which begin with the right to life and liberty, free speech, the right to freedom to practice religion. So let's continue. So according to a Columbia Tribune report, local newspaper, Scalia told these college students, if you want the right to an abortion, persuade your fellow citizens it's a good idea and pass a law. Now that's good advice, right? If he were in Germany, he could have said, if you want the right to kill a Jew, persuade your fellow citizens it's a good idea and pass a law. And then I'll uphold your right to kill the Jews. That's called legal positivism. It is moral relativism. It is focus on the family, which is in conflict with its own truth project. Because focus on the family, and Dr. James Dobson sent a letter talking about our website, kgov.com, and saying when the Supreme Court justices, when federal justices, when they make rulings to kill innocent people, to intentionally kill innocent people, those are good rulings as long as they're following the process. Precedent. Well, how about the older precedent? Oh, which is that? Well, that's thou shalt not murder. You see, there is no agreement. There is no side deal among men that get us the liberty to overrule thou shalt not murder. There is no such thing. It is immoral, unjust. Okay, so Scalia says if you want the right to an abortion, as though there can be a right to murder an innocent person, there is no such thing. That's a non sequitur in law. There is no such thing as the right to slaughter Jewish children. There is no such thing as that. There's no such thing as the right to rape a woman, to kidnap a child. There is no such thing. So this ignorant man writes, Antonin Scalia, he said to the students at University of Central Missouri, if you want the right to an abortion, persuade your fellow citizens it is a good idea and pass a law. If you feel the other way, repeal the law. So that's it. It's just a matter of majority rules. Might makes right. Might makes right, majority rules. That is moral relativism and legal positivism. And then Scalia is reported as saying, for me, perhaps most important of all. Okay, this is big. Whenever he says things like this, it's always significant. So Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia says, most important of all, I ask, does the precedent allow me to function as a lawyer, which is what a judge is supposed to do? Isn't that great? So that's the most important thing of all. It's not that we have a creator in the air, that we are made in his image with the right to life and liberty and property. That's how we understand the context in which God gave his commands. Do not murder. Do not steal. Because we have the right to life and the right to private property. So God affirmed those rights in negating the actions that would take them away from us. Do not murder, do not steal. So that's more important, Antonin Scalia, than your ability to function as a liar, as a lawyer, which is what a judge is supposed to do. Actually, a judge is supposed to fear God and protect the innocent. That's what a judge is supposed to do. A lawyer will use the rules, will use the process to the advantage of his client, and right and wrong have nothing to do with it. Nothing. Okay, so then Joseph Farah, to his credit, wrote an article in Human Events, longstanding publication of record for conservatives in politics in America. And Joseph Farah is the founder and editor of WorldNet Daily. And so he wrote this. It's titled "Scalia is Wrong About Abortion." And I'm thrilled that he wrote this. And he writes, "I seldom have found myself in disagreement with Supreme Court Associate Justice Antonin Scalia." And boy, Joseph, you must not get out much, huh? "I seldom have found myself in disagreement with Antonin Scalia. He has a brilliant mind." How could that be? "He doesn't know that an unborn child is a person? He doesn't know that a child in the womb has the right to life? He can't be a brilliant person. He has a brilliant mind, and he knows and reveres the Constitution." No, he doesn't. "He doesn't know the Equal Protection Clause. He doesn't know the prohibition against depriving of life or liberty without due process. He doesn't understand the preamble securing the rights to life to ourselves and our posterity, which includes our unborn children." So no, he doesn't know those things. He might know something about these issues. But Joseph Farah, even though I'm disagreeing with him here a bit, he wrote a good column. He writes, "But Antonin Scalia is wrong about abortion." And then he quotes from Scalia's comments to the students at University of Central Missouri. "The reality is the Constitution doesn't address the subject at all." Huh? Yeah, the Constitution doesn't say anything about kidnapping. So therefore, Antonin Scalia would uphold laws that decriminalize kidnapping, rape, child pornography, the murder of different ethnic groups, blacks, Jews, concentration camps, uphold it all. Because, hey, it's not my job. It's not in the Constitution. The Constitution has the Equal Protection Clause. Every state must equally protect the rights of all people. That's in the Constitution. But you see, when you are willing to violate God's enduring command, do not murder, and then you say, oh, I'm all about upholding the Constitution, it turns out that that is a lie. It's not true. Because when you are willing to violate God's command, do not murder, you are setting yourself up as the ultimate authority. The ultimate authority. You're setting yourself up as the ultimate authority. And so that's a problem. You find a constitutionalist like Ron Paul, libertarian Ron Paul, and we demonstrate clearly the evidence is overwhelming. He doesn't support the Constitution. He is pro-choice state by state. That's what he supports. Okay. Now, so Joseph Farah goes through and then he quotes from the preamble and the Fifth Amendment and the 14th Amendment. And he quotes all the clear statements about equal protection to every person in the states and on and on and on and on. It's all great. Then Stephen Ertelt makes a comment. Stephen Ertelt responds to Joseph Farah's article on Human Events. And he writes this. He says the article on Scalia's comments is here, and then he posts to his own, he links to his own article on his own website. And he says, however, I think Farah is taking Antonin Scalia's words out of context. That's bizarre. Steve, what are you talking about? Antonin Scalia said at the Pew Research Forum, what was that, in 2002? He said, I would strike down a law that prohibits abortion in all 50 states. He said, I would strike down that law. Those who want to outlaw abortion in all 50 states, they are wrong. We're not taking Scalia out of context. He's pro-choice. If the process moves to kill kids, he'll uphold it because he's a rubber stamp judge. So he writes, I think Farah, Joseph Farah, WorldNet Daily, is taking Antonin Scalia's words out of context. Scalia was simply saying that no right to abortion is in the Constitution. No, Steve Ertel, I know that you're an apologist for the status quo, and because Antonin Scalia has been called a pro-life hero for 20 years, you can't think outside of that box. But that is not true. Antonin Scalia is a pro-abort. He is a child killer. He has the blood of tens of millions of children on his hands. He says he would strike down a law that prohibits abortion in all 50 states. He says the Constitution has nothing to say about the protection of an unborn child in the womb who is a person. So, of course, Stephen Ertel, you're wrong. And please reconsider. Reconsider. It'll take humility, Steve. But reconsider, Antonin Scalia is a pro-abort. And I know why you don't want to acknowledge that, because what that means, that's evidence that we have been lied to for 30 years. Lied to, calling politicians and judges pro-life when they're pro-aborts. And Steve, we remember what John Lofton did, exposing your fabrication when you made up a headline that George W. Bush nominated 20 pro-life judges, and it turns out that was a lie. You made that up. You still need to repent of that. And you ruined World Magazine's reputation too, because they repeated it. All right, Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, Tuesday, March 25th, this coming Tuesday at 2 o'clock. They have a groundbreaking ceremony. Boy, I can't wait. It's going to be fun. Bring your shovel. Get ready to get dirty. Maranatha.
Hi, I'm Bob's brother, Brian. I moved my remodeling business, Fancy Schmancy Renovations, to Colorado. You can call me to improve the look and value of your home and support Bob Enyart Live at the same time. I have nearly 30 years' experience beautifying homes. So whether you're in the market for a new kitchen, a bathroom makeover, or maybe a new front door, you'll be pleased with the results and happy to know that all the proceeds will go directly toward keeping Bob on the air with the truth. Yes, I said, well, wait a second. That's 5% of the proceeds. That's not, I said 5% of the proceeds, Bob, not all. Anyhow, so call for a free estimate to see if we can help you with your next home improvement project. And don't forget to mention that you heard about us on Bob Enyart Live. Call us, Fancy Schmancy Renovations, at 720-641-7033. That's 720-641-7033.